At 7:06, it is fair and 77 degrees in Tulsa. Hot today, a high of 99 with a chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The 2012 Democratic National Convention is in the history books. Tulsa delegate Tiffany Phillips says the Democrats are leaving Charlotte fired up.
You know, most of the people that I know who have been involved in this stuff, you know, they've been fired up. And it's interesting to me to see, you know, the Republicans that I know are involved in things. I haven't seen the level of enthusiasm, even in Oklahoma, for Mitt Romney.
Phillips got to hear Barack Obama for the first time in person last night. Opposition is forming against the Vision 2 proposal. In addition to county Republicans, the Tulsa Now organization has come out in opposition. On Studio Tulsa yesterday, Tulsa Now president Scott Grizzle said there are a couple of reasons.
Because of how the initiative was put together, and partially because of the amount of projects that are yet to be identified, hundreds of millions of dollars with no idea where it's going to be spent.
He doesn't like the way the proposal is being rushed to the ballot box. You can hear that entire interview on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Well, Vision 2 was the major focus of Mayor Bartlett's State of the City address yesterday.
We must have up-to-date facilities at our airport that will easily accommodate any airplane flying in the world today. Today they don't. We need to support our airport and maintain our buildings because there are approximately 15,000 jobs there.
He also laid out plans to attract and train skilled employees for Tulsa's manufacturing sector. Health officials say five more cases of the West Nile virus have been reported in Oklahoma. According to figures posted on the Oklahoma State Department of Health website, 123 cases have now been confirmed in Oklahoma. A recount of the Tulsa County Clerk runoff election is underway.
Election officials prepare for the hand count of several thousand ballots. After hearing testimony about the delivery and security of ballots, Judge William Kello rules the recount of the runoff between Republicans Pat Key and Dean Martin can go forward. Ballots are being checked at the Sheriff's Faulkner Building, and since it's a countywide election, the hand count could take some time. Key won the August 28th runoff against Martin by 182 votes. Since no Democrats filed, the final declared winner of the Republican contest will be the new Tulsa County Clerk. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
One day after the Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences goes up in flames, the school year begins anew. It is currently using the former Sequoia Elementary School building, courtesy of the Tulsa Public Schools. Senior Stephen Sharp says he's optimistic about the school year.
It may be a little rocky at the start, but we'll get through it. And, you know, it's just all up to us.
If you want to help TSAS out, you can visit a website, tsas.org, where there's a list of the school's immediate needs. Highway 169, between 106th and 116th Streets North, is named in honor of National Guard Specialist Christopher Horton. He was killed 1 year ago in Afghanistan. His wife, Jane, urged those in attendance yesterday to continue to represent those who have given the ultimate sacrifice.
We don't speak for the fallen soldiers. If we don't speak for those that have no voice, they will have none because they're not here to represent themselves.
She was a delegate to the Republican National Convention and met for about 10 minutes with Mitt Romney during the convention to discuss veterans' issues. Our weather forecast, a wind advisory in effect for today. Otherwise, partly sunny, windy, and hot. A 50% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 99. 40% chance of rain tonight and cool, 58 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, skies clear, sunny, and 79. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.